testing 1 2 1 2. Am I on? Since XFM.
Cut.
That was terrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Let's Talk, where all your problems will be gone.
Active FM, Let's Talk, myself Luando, with my man Musa, he's back. Tell us, where were you?
I was, I had to do some exercises for the show. I came here with fat.
Did you have COVID?
Yes, I did.
He didn't expect.
I really wanted to say something else.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? We have our guest. His name is Gentleman.
The Gentleman.
So, now what we have done, so we're going to welcome our guest, but we are crazy. Crazy enough. We're doing the most.
Yeah.
Because what we have done, we actually named our show after the name of our guest.
Yeah. Because we're gangsters.
Who does that?
Only us.
No one else.
No one else. Yeah. It's surprising. So his name is?
Gentle Moon. What's your name?
I'm the Gentle Moon, the one and only.
There we go. Gentle Moon in the building.
Yeah. Thanks for having me here. Yeah. You know, it's awesome. It's been a while since I've been to someone else's show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, this is awesome. So, yeah, I know. Let's start talking.
That's good.
Let's start talking.
As we told you, that the title is Gentle Moon. So, we're going to be talking about interesting things. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're doing the 5th century. Yeah. You know, looking at what was happening in history, but at the same time, we wanna be interviewing the Gentle Moon, and because, you know, we thought about this, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
We can't just call him Gentle Moon.
Yeah.
You know?
Why Gentle Moon?
We have to test this.
Yeah.
You know? So we need to ask him about the effects about the moon.
What if we find out he's a rough moon?
It's the opposite.
Yeah.
Apparently, the moon is rough.
Yes.
So there's something that we want to understand. You know?
Yeah.
My man, how did you come to be a Gentle Moon?
Yeah.
Okay. So this name, Gentle Moon, I had it for a while. I would say since high school. Specifically,
ex-girlfriend gave a name?
No, ex-girlfriend. Like, okay, I would say since grade 10, right?
Okay.
Now, when I came up with the name, I just liked the concept Gentle Moon, but at that time, I didn't have an explanation for it. You know?
Yeah.
But now, as time went by, I came up with an explanation to it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, the whole concept of being a Gentle Moon is that I consider myself a man, and a man always makes a plan, no matter the situation they're in.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? So being a gentleman, the fact that you're a man and you always make a plan, no matter what problems you're in, no matter what situation you're in. So the point is, you make a plan. Because for me, a man that makes a plan is better than a man who thinks of a plan and let the plan become thoughtless. You get what I'm saying? So it's better for you to make a plan and initiate the plan than to make the plan and do nothing about it. Because you can't tell me all those guys who are rich, they didn't make plans to get where they are. Because now, if they never initiated a plan, they wouldn't be where they are right now. You know, your guys like Bill Gates, the owner of Virgin Company, your guys like Elon Musk, they all made plans and they reached where they are.
Yeah.
So the difference between us and them is that they initiated a plan.
No, the difference between you and
fair enough. The point was this, the difference between people who make plans, initiate the plans.
Yeah.
That's where they are, because they made a plan and they initiated a plan. You know. So now, yeah, that's where the Gentle Moon concept came from. But now, if I explain where the moon concept came from, obviously those two parts have different concepts.
The gentle and the moon.
And the moon, yes.
Oh, okay.
They both have different concepts.
Okay. Okay.
So obviously let me start with the moon concept first, right?
There we go. I've been waiting for that.
Yeah, okay. Me too. Yeah.
Go, no, because I know.
I want to take notes.
Where's our notes?
Where's my phone?
Okay, no, so
don't disappoint me, please.
I'm gonna record this.
Okay, so now, basically the moon concept, even though the moon has a lot of phases, there's a lot of things that I don't know about the moon, but the moon concept comes from this is that the fact that the moon is always shining, you know what I'm saying? It's always shining, whether it's dark, whether there's day, whether there's rain, whether whatever situation the earth brings, the moon is always shining. Just because you can't see the moon, doesn't mean the moon's not shining. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's where the part comes from when I say a man always makes a plan. In the mental situation that life brings to them, because the moon
sounds deep.
Yeah, it does.
What's happening here?
I must come up with a bluesman definition. The blues is because I've been through it.
I feel like the moon is inside my mind.
There we go. Carry on, myself
just yeah, I know it's cool, but now that's where the moon comes from, because now. No matter what situation the earth contains, whether it's an earthquake, whether it's dark or day, whatever situation it is, the moon's always shining. Nothing is stopping from shining, because it always shines no matter problems that the earth brings. Within that, I'm a man and I always make a plan the message that life brings on me.
Like, preach it, man.
You get what I'm saying? So that's where the moon concept comes from. And then the gentle part is that we don't have time to be rough. So what that basically means that you think of a plan and initiate it, because now the longer you take to initiate it, the more time you forget about it and you won't do nothing about it. It's like if I take it back to school, when you spend more time in your rough draft, and then when it comes to your final draft, you have no time, your time is finished. Because you spend your whole 2 hours on the rough draft, which has no marks in the first place.
I actually get it now.
Do you get what I'm saying? And then when it comes to your final draft, you have no time. You know, so it is best to think of a plan and initiate it.
Yeah.
Don't wait for it, because the more you wait for it, the more the plan becomes thoughtless. When it's thoughtless, it's not a plan anymore. Because most people who are successful made a plan, and the difference between those who are successful and those not successful is the fact that they initiated their plan. You know, so there's a difference. That's the whole concept of why I call myself the gentle moon, because I'm a man, and a man always makes a plan. Otherwise, I know there's one thing about that, man. If you look at the Bible, like Jesus Christ, man. In my opinion, I consider him a gentleman, because why? He made a plan and always initiated all his plans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He always initiated a plan. Like, for example, the time when he turned wine, when he turned water into wine, he made a plan and initiated a plan. The time when he came the storm.
Oh, yeah?
He made a plan, initiated a plan. So every plan he made, initiated it. And good things came from it. By the girls there. So basically, that's the whole concept of being a gentle moon.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys understand where it comes from.
No,
it makes sense.
Gentle moon, you're saying gentle moon, a man that always makes a plan.
Yeah.
So if I'm saying the blues man, I'm supposed to say the blues man, the second best, never gets a second chance. Like a slogan.
Yeah.
Now, but what you say, it does make sense.
So basically, that's the concept of being a gentleman. So at the end of the day, you are a man and you have authority.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're the breadwinner. It's like, the example, let's say you have a daughter, right?
A daughter.
Let's say your father, give an example.
Yeah.
And then you have kids, and then you have your wife or stuff.
Yeah.
Now imagine your daughter comes to you and it's like, "Daddy, I'm hungry." And then you're like, "I'm also hungry. What's the point of coming to you?"
Because
she came to you hoping that you make a plan for to feed her.
Yeah.
Not for you to tell the same thing that she's already saying that.
That is true.
Do you get what I'm saying?
So now with your gentle moon name, what can you tell us about the actual moon?
Now,
do you know about the actual moon?
Now, actually, there's a lot of concepts when it comes to the actual moon, because we know that we have the full moon, the half moon, the eclipse, and a lot of things, right? Yeah. But what's very interesting about the moon is the fact that...
I want to ask you this question.
He stole my question. Yeah.
That's fine. Coming back for you.
I'm so sorry.
Let him ask the question.
I came here prepared.
I see.
You know?
Yeah, I see. Okay, carry on.
This guy sounds wise.
Gentle.
Let's just talk together. We're supposed to.
Yeah. You can't just not.
This guy sounds wise, you know.
Yeah.
So we can't just give him, you know, some honey, you know, smooth and sweet.
To go in the core.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My man, how many? This is interesting. You know, as you are a meat show.
Yeah. We know. So the protein is here.
Yeah. So how many phases? This is interesting. Are you ready?
Okay, no, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
How many phases does the moon have? Or does it go through?
How many phases?
Yeah. There we go.
Not,
told you.
Not phases.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so
the
yeah.
Wise man is quiet now.
So I would say, okay, listen, I didn't study deep the moon. So I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I know everything about the moon. Okay. I just gave an explanation what the gentleman means. You know what I'm saying? But now you are speaking about the actual moon and all the facts that the moon contains. So I'm not going to sit here and act like I do know everything about the moon.
Let's help you. Is it 8 or 10? Between those two.
I will go with 10.
Wrong.
Ah! Okay. Okay, how many is it?
I don't even want to go.
No, I want to know exactly. Okay, so it's eight.
Yeah.
What are the eight is actually?
Hmm?
What are the eight?
You go to your study. you go to your study.
Mr.
So there's like
Moon.
Waxing. Yes.
The crest. What?
So waxing, oh man, there's a lot of these things, you know. But okay, you know what? I'm gonna give you. So do you know? Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
You know, would you regard a moon as a satellite?
In a way, yes.
Why you say that?
Okay. So in my perspective, it's just my opinion.
There
are no facts that are happening around you.
Yeah.
It's just an opinion. I said I would, because obviously, for example, we need a moon to shine during the day, right?
Mm.
So we can tell that it's at night, you know?
Mm.
So, because without a moon, it'll be like pitch black. You couldn't see any, you wouldn't be able to see anything. So in that concept, I think it does play a role as a satellite, because it gives direction. I'm not sure yet, but I'm just giving an opinion. The fact that it shines, for example, it makes the world much brighter, so you can see where you're going to, and so it does help when it comes to direction, because you can see where you're going to, because it's dark, especially when you live in an area where there's no lights, no street lights.
Yeah.
So in that concept, yeah, but that is just an opinion. Okay, I don't have much to
say.
So
you have like an artificial satellite, right?
Yes,
and what's the purpose of it? No, you are close. Rather say 20% out of 100%. It's obvious to collect. It's there to collect information,
yes.
Right? To communicate.
Yes.
So the moon is actually regarded as a permanent natural satellite.
Mm. Okay. We didn't know that. Okay.
It's a natural one.
Natural.
Obviously, spoke about the fact that it gives us direction and all that, you know, which was the good part. So, yeah. So let's give you the phases of the moon. So you have the new moon.
The new moon, yes.
Right.
That's the big one.
No, it's when... I'm so sorry.
So, yes, continue of the new moon.
That's the usual.
No, it's when you can't see the moon at all.
Oh, it's the new moon for us there.
So it's actually when there's the Earth, and then the moon in between, and then the sun. So it's indirect.
Oh,
it's hiding the sun. You see, because the moon doesn't have the light, it reflects the sun. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the moment there's no reflection, you can't see the moon. And then you have the waxing crescent.
Yes,
and then first quarter, and then waxing gibbous. I hope I'm pronouncing the word right. And then you have the full moon.
The full moon.
That's
now that
one.
Means the moon is reflecting.
Like completely.
Does make sense?
Yeah.
And then we have now the opposite, which is waning gibbous. And then you also have the last quarter and waning crescent.
Yeah.
So those are the eight phases.
Hey,
you see what I'm saying? Okay.
Words.
I think that was actually interesting.
Yeah, it was.
Now, what would happen if we didn't have the moon?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I think the water would just, you know that theory that they have, that the moon is holding the water.
But man, why are you telling the gentle moon facts about the moon? We interviewing him.
You know, I'm so used to you asking me questions. I forgot that he's here.
You're feeling sorry for him.
Yeah, I'm feeling very sorry.
For what?
Tell us.
Okay, fine. Please repeat the question again.
What would happen if we didn't have the moon?
Okay, a lot of things would happen. First of all, I don't think we'll be able to differentiate between day and night because it'll all be pitch black in the first place. And not only that, we couldn't see where we walk because I said before our direction, we need the moon for that. And there will be, I don't know, the world will be pitch black. It will be it's like there will be no life in the world without the moon. I'm just saying, it's an opinion. I'm not giving facts away.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
So just an opinion. Yeah.
That's so you know what is what we call. In fact, that's what Musa was saying.
Right.
So where it increases the tides, the level of the tides in the sea.
Mm. Okay.
You see, and now with that, there's the whole theory that it affects how the Earth rotates. Mm. So by what percent does the moon pull away from the Earth every year?
Every year?
Yeah.
Mm. Deep questions happening, yeah.
Do you know?
That's a very deep question. No, I don't have a clue to that. I've done my research.
Okay. It's 3.8 centimeter every year. And then, what are the earthquakes called that take place in the moon?
There's earthquakes on the moon.
They take place in the moon.
Wow.
Okay, I didn't even know.
She's not alone.
I never knew that.
They're called moonquakes.
But they happen on the moon.
Yeah. Does the moon have water or not?
I would say not.
It does have water. Okay, so we're gonna.
The moon has water.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It does have water.
In fact, I knew. I was just checking if Orlando.
Yeah. I believe you.
Yeah. It would also make sense because you can imagine if the side of the moon that's not getting the sun. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. I mean, it's dark for long. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So it's obvious it freezes.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So with that, it does make sense in a way.
Yeah, it does.
So now we're looking at the history. Did you answer your question?
My questions were too deep, but no, no.
We're too big for you.
They're just too deep.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I feel like I need to go to school now.
No, you know, but it's good, you know. Let me shake Musa's hand, you know.
Mm.
You know why?
Why?
Because it feels like whenever people they you know invited in this show, they're being educated.
Yeah,
interesting.
True. Yeah, true.
Mm. We educate people.
Yeah.
Nah, true.
We are the what do you call that? The Department of Education. We are the Department of Education.
Okay. We educate people about the Bible, the Word of God.
Yeah.
Because we're all about Jesus. You know, we talk about things that matter, that help people. And again, don't forget to visit other shows. You know, Active FM has so many shows and they're hot. They have everything. In fact, tell us more about your show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So obviously,
now you're happy.
No. No. See, I didn't expect that, but that's a beautiful gesture, actually.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm known as a gentleman, and I run a show called the Be Inspired Show.
There we go.
So the purpose, Be Inspired, like B-E and then Inspired.
Because, I mean, when he was explaining his name, you know, it was inspiring.
Yeah, it was.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
So the purpose of the Be Inspired Show is trying to inspire people. Because I always say in every show like that, this is like, I mean, I say what I end in every show.
Mm.
This is how I end in every show. I say, the unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable. But everyone needs and deserves a little bit of inspiration. That's the quote I always say at the end of my each episode. I say it because obviously life is unpredictable.
Yeah.
But just because life is unpredictable, that doesn't mean that people don't deserve a little bit of inspiration.
Yeah.
You know, because it takes one inspiration to take to change a person's life.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know. Yep. But yeah, so I run the Be Inspired Show, and I'm a gentleman.
Yeah.
That's the whole concept of the Be Inspired Show. Yes.
There we go. Make sure that you visit his show because it's. inspiring.
Yeah.
So now we're going to be moving to the 5th century because we have been looking at the 4th century. Just one question, my man.
Yes, please. You know,
let's educate you a little bit.
Okay.
I think I should ask Musa the question.
Okay. No.
What was France called before it was called France? Like in the 5th century.
What was it called? Can I Google?
Yeah, you can. So it was called Gaul or Gaul.
Oh.
G-A-U-L.
Oh.
There we go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what now we learn about 407 A.D., what we learn about is that these great invasions that actually, you know, took place and they get into Rome.
Yeah.
Because we have been learning about this, you know, incredible empire that they used to have. You know what I'm saying? And one of the things that now we learn about is that it was divided into Eastern and Western. So they actually attack now Rome, the Western.
Yeah.
And one of the places that they also attacked, I mean, all of it, it was Gaul, which is France today.
Mm.
Did you learn something?
Yeah.
Never knew that. You know, like in school, I did science and I did CATS, you know.
Yeah.
I never did history, so
yeah.
I never, you know, like this actually happened.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it makes sense why we love CATS.
No, CAT means...
You guys are crazy.
So no. CAT means, you know, computer application technology.
Because, yeah, you know, means, to be honest,
yes,
this is so interesting. It just gels together.
Yeah.
Cats, they're gentle. And they have that color of the moon. There we go.
I wasn't talking about the animal cat.
I'm going to start calling you meow.
So they were also called the gods.
The
in
gods.
Fact, these people were called the gods.
Yeah.
They were from Germany.
Mm.
So they sacked Rome. And now other people, they started blaming, you know, the gods or what they used to do in Rome and all that, and saying, you know, Rome was doing wrong things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like somehow it always boils to leadership.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
It always boils to leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I actually asked Musa the whole theory behind how the moon came into being.
Mm.
So we have something that's different from the Bible that actually shows us how the moon came into existence, and Musa will actually be reading that out for you. So also just going to history, so one of the things that we learn, there are these guys that, you know, we never spoke about, but they have settled in Mexico.
Okay.
You know, people will speak. Now, Wati are settled in Mexico. Among them are those who have established the city-state of Teotihuacan. Ah! I think I got that one right.
Teotihuacan.
And the descendants of a branch of Nahuatl speakers will be those called Mexica or Aztecs.
Oh.
So that's what we hear there. So it's so good that we hear that. And last week, what we also learned was the fact that the Bantu people, now they have actually reached where we are.
Mm.
In the 4th century, they actually reached South Africa. So the end of Africa. And one of the things we also learned is that in North Africa, they start using camels for transporting goods and services.
Mm.
It makes sense.
Interesting. Mm.
Yeah, so there are actually many things. Also, North America, I know that the monks, the Hindu people, the teachers, the priests, they became so rich, you know, with land and stuff like that. So there are many things that were taking place at this time.
Yeah.
So Musa will actually read that because of time. We enjoyed being with the gentleman.
Yes.
So let's just wrap up the show with the scripture.
Okay, so Genesis 1. Verse 15 to 18 says, "And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser lights to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw it, and it was good.
There we go.
Yeah.
So it was good. Mm-hmm. I just forgot one thing, because we have also been speaking about India.
Mm-hmm.
Where does Hinduism?
Yeah.
And it says India at that time was enjoying prosperity.
Oh.
And I might be wrong, because it also speaks about now Buddhism. So Buddhism comes into place also. Okay. I might be wrong. So here we go. We have now the scripture. We see that, you know, God actually put the bigger light, which is the sun. You know what I'm saying? And the moon is actually 400 less than the sun. And it's 400 times less than the sun. Yeah. At the same time, it's 400 times close to the earth. You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh.
And I remember the distance between the earth and the moon. I think it was 380-something 380-something thousand. So that's one of the things that we got. Because I think the sun is like 1,400,000,000 146 million. Yeah. Yeah. So that's actually the distance.
Interesting. Just
so you can see the I think there are many things to talk about, you know.
Yeah, there is.
With these things. So there is. Now wrapping the show, the fact that it's amazing how the moon will reflect, you know, the light from the sun at the same time shining. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because one of the things that you learn about is that they seem to have the same size.
Yes.
Do you understand? At night and also the sun. Do you understand what I'm saying? And sometimes you'll even feel like the moon it's even much more closer.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
But now, one of the things that you learn about is because the sun is very far, even though it's bigger, it's far, and the moon, it's closer. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how God actually just put everything in structure.
Place,
you know what I'm saying?
It perfectly suits everything,
The moon itself is not the light.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? It's it's not the light, but it gives light.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So, that's the thing to say. You know, God is amazing that God can, in fact, just use situations in your life that don't really seem. Sometimes you wonder, why are these things are in my life? Why am I going through this thing?
Uh-huh.
And not knowing that God can use that thing to actually reflect His glory.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
To reflect His glory to someone else's life.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like the gentleman is.
I'm taking it in.
No, it's amazing because the guys who pioneers all the sound behind, you know, in the studio, his name is Glory. But I never thought of that. I never thought of that. So, but it's amazing how God can actually do that.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's sometimes probably the enemy can also be mocking you. You know, and be like, yeah, look at that, you know, it's not working for you. But let God just shine the light, and you will see even those not really impressing things in your life now starting to work for the good. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because God makes everything work for our own good.
And that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Yeah. So, here
just
we come.
Just to say something quickly. Thing is, like, I always say this to my friends, right, based on the concept of being a gentleman. I say it to them, you know, if God made a plan to save you from sin, why can't you do the same for others? I mean, He literally made a plan to save you from sin. Why can't you do that for the others?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Button,
So that is the whole concept of being a gentleman. But I just need to add it based on, since you're busy preaching about God and the light, the vision, which is very powerful.
Yeah.
So, but I just feel like adding that because, I mean, He literally made a plan. I mean, He sent His Son to die for our sin. That was a plan in action.
Yeah.
And that was a plan that was initiated. So why can't do the same to save others there who don't know Christ? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you must make a plan just to do what God did. To save others from sin. To tell those who don't know Christ. Because we know Christ,
but there are those who do not know Christ out there, you know. So it's our job to make a plan, to initiate their plan, and save those who don't know Christ. You know, but yeah, I just wanted to add that. I'm sorry.
There we go. Musa?
Yes. No, you guys are deep, man. One thing I've learned, the sun has, it's obviously brighter, well, the sun is the light. And then the moon feeds off that light. So the same way the moon is feeding off that light, we should be feeding off God that same way. You know what I'm saying? And reflect it to other people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's all I have to say.
So there we go. I think it was a good show.
Definitely.
Thank you for having me. And it's been a while.
It was a show so gentle.
Yes, there's so many moons.
And giving light like the moon.
You can see the reflection. Jesus Christ in your
So we hope you're blessed.
I'm blessed. I learned a lot about the moon itself. That's very educational.
And we know that there are people who know more about the moon, you know. But we believe that you, as a person who didn't know much about the moon, so you got something, you know. But it's all about the word of God. So we give this opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And Musa will lead us into the altar call.
Okay, so repeat after me. If you're in a car, don't close your eyes. Just, so repeat after me. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For always teaching me new things.
For always teaching me new things.
Lord Father, what I've learned today.
Lord Father, what I've learned today.
Is that I need to do what you did for me.
I need to do what you have done for me.
Yes, and Jesus, I give you my heart.
Yes, Jesus, I give you my heart.
And I lay my life down for you.
And I lay my life down for you.
The same way you laid it for me.
The same way you laid it for me.
I am saved in Jesus' name.
I am saved in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Nah, thank you for listening. Thank you, gentle moon.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Thank you, the moon.
Where would you be without the sun, moon?
Where's the sun? Who's the sun if you're the moon?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. Wait, man. Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Who's the sun?
Who's the sun?
Probably that would be your wife.
Thank you.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM. Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.